Well, hello guys. Now I tried to not say anything about it, but it's getting so damn ridiculous. And I mean about this Harry boy and this Meghan, you know? And I believe everybody's damn sick of it already now. And it's basically about two very entitled people who complaining that they're victims, of course. And Harry's memoirs have come out, or some of them have come out. And in it, he says when he did the tour of Afghanistan that he killed 25 Taliban. Although he treated them like chess pieces, not like humans. Well, let me tell you what I think. And of course I could be wrong, I have been before. But in the history of the royal family, usually all the boys and men do military service. Because it looks damn good. Plus they can wear those uniforms at parades. But if people think they do the tour just like normal guys do, really? I don't think so. Of all the times I've gone to sort of war-torn places, and supposedly did active duty, not one of them has been hurt, or maimed, or killed. Guess they were all just very lucky, I guess. And of course there's a damn good reason for that, because they're protected. Because let's assume they were maimed or killed. That would start another goddamn war, on top of a war. And some of us do know people who've actually fought in Afghanistan. They never come back and tell you how many people they've killed, do they? In fact, they usually don't talk about it at all. So myself, I find it very hard to believe that he was just one of the guys there, you know. Anyway, I'll put a link to this story down below. And if you read it, you will see that he's pretending to be the biggest hero of the war. And of course, the reality probably is he was never in any danger whatsoever because he had loads of minders with him. It's just good PR, that's all, for the royal family at the time. I mean, when you think this story about Harry and that couldn't get any worse, it does. Anyway, let's move on. Please, let's move on. There was an incident in the UK up in the Midlands at a daycare centre. A one-year-old boy died under kind of suspicious circumstances. Apparently the little boy collapsed and went into cardiac arrest. Emergency services were called, but they couldn't revive the poor little boy. But under a slight investigation while they were there, six femons were arrested. Because I guess most of it was all laxly done. They didn't follow any procedures. And the place was closed down for a while. They're still investigating and released three of the femons under strict rules. And these femons were the ages between 20 to 57 years old. Femons are supposed to be the mothers of our children, aren't they? They are supposed to be the children's carers, generally speaking. They're in all the kindergartens, daycare centres, nursery teachers, and they're the majority in the teaching profession of young children. But tragically, because their caring was inadequate, to say the least, a little boy has died. It doesn't matter, it could have been a little femon too. There's actually a criminal investigation was launched following the inspection by Ofsted after the boy's death. They were taken into custody on suspicion of corporate manslaughter and suspicion of gross negligence manslaughter. Why they're using the name manslaughter in these days is beyond me, but I expect the Febons will change that too. These are pretty serious charges, aren't they? You can imagine what the family of the one-year-old little boy must feel. I mean, really, they just had the one job, to look after these children in a responsible, mature manner. I wonder if these femons, any of them, is going to take responsibility. They're probably all blaming each other, I suspect. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think, especially about the story about Barry and Meghan. Oh, all right, I know you want to see that thumbnail again, so here it is. Keep your stick on the ice, guys.